Hi, my name's Adina, and this is my COVID-19 recovery story. Lockdown. When it first started, it was quite a strange concept. However, it has now almost become the new normal. As lockdown was quite a controversial topic, and perhaps the true dangers of COVID-19 weren't quite understood. Personally, although I didn't break the lockdown rules as such, I was not the strictest at following them. For this reason, I should not have been surprised when I started to feel rather unlike myself. What started as a persistent headache and a sore throat quickly became an ever-increasingly large cat sitting on my chest and the inability to remain a constant temperature. I was constantly tired and started to get quite breathless, even when just going to my toilet, which was a flight of stairs below my room. Although I was quite scared as I knew the outcome of what could be, I also knew that what I was experiencing at this point was quite mild compared to some, and I did not have a cough. However, it was late at night when I was busy working on my dissertation that I suddenly felt like I'd been punched in the chest and grabbed by the lungs. All air flew out of me and breathing became quite difficult. Initially, I panicked. It hurt and I was scared. Being alone at the time, I was at the point of calling someone when something told me to go and lie down. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't still scared, except I suddenly felt very at peace. I knew that it was the Lord telling me to stay calm. And I was reminded that he was there with me regardless of the outcome. I spent that night in prayer. I listened to Christian music and lay in my bed with a hot water bottle. And into the early hours of the morning, at the point it was getting to its worst, it suddenly felt like whatever had been grabbing my chest let go, and the now elephant sat on top of me had decided to move. I almost felt like a new human. I was both shocked and amazed, but beyond this, so thankful, as I knew it was no one but God that had got me through it. He really did save me that night. It's only by His grace that I recovered, and I will forever be thankful for that. I was reminded that I'm not alone and that He is mighty. He works in ways that I don't always understand, but I hope that this testimony can be a reminder to others of how great He is too.